You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers.
In an email sent to students on February 12th, students were warned not to walk out onto Lake Ontario ice. The email comes yearly around this time to remind students that Lake Ontario water stays too warm and moves too much to completely freeze over the winter months. Following the closure of many on-campus facilities due to COVID-19 restrictions, student employees at SUNY Oswego have found it difficult to find on-campus jobs. The closure of places like Fans, Fusion Cafe, Wall Street Market, and Ontario Bagel Company have left many students out of a job. In addition to auxiliary services, Residence Life and Housing and Federal Work Study have also been working to rehire as many students as they can. On February 10th, SUNY Oswego canceled in-person classes due to hazardous weather conditions. However, many classes transferred to online formats, leaving many students disappointed in the switch from a typical snow day to a virtual day. Opinions among professors varied, with some pointing out that the switch to virtual was chaotic, while others deemed it necessary to continue learning on a set schedule. On February 15th, the National Association of Black Accountants held an online seminar titled Tips and Tricks for Students. The presentation provided numerous resources that students could use to help them in the classroom and beyond. The State University of New York has crossed yet another milestone in terms of COVID-19 testing. On February 17th, SUNY announced that it had conducted over 1 million COVID tests. SUNY Oswego alone has conducted over 35,000 tests, with 13,000 conducted since January 1st. With this milestone reached, the SUNY system has conducted more testing than some states, including Vermont, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Idaho. SUNY reports that the results of its testing have resulted in an overall 0.53% positivity rate. Upstate Medical University, who conducts on-campus testing, reports that they currently have the capacity to conduct 200,000 COVID tests a week. However, a new lab is planned to open starting March 1st, which will increase capacity to 350,000 tests per week. With the increase, results will have a 24-hour turnaround, rather than 48. On February 23rd, SUNY Chancellor Jim Beletres announced that spring sports would be returning to the SUNYAC. SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley announced that baseball, softball, lacrosse, women's tennis, and track and field would return beginning on March 20th, with practices starting shortly. Thanks for listening. For these stories and more, please visit our website at oswegonian.com.